Relentless Movement. What's going on, guys? It's Danny Morrell. Happy Monday morning to you all. Workout done. Did the weights this morning and went on a nice little 3.2 mile run. Excited about the week. Just led my leaders of the offices call. We called it our weekly lead coaches call. Got everybody focused. I'm focused, and I want to spend a couple of moments with you guys just getting you all fired up and ready for an incredible week. And I wanted to talk to you about conviction today. Conviction. There's a major difference between a low-producing individual and a high-producing individual. And I think when you take a look at it, there's a lot of differences that you can pinpoint. Sometimes it's overall energy and effort and drive that you put into your business. Sometimes it's quite honestly the experience level that you have that kind of gives you a couple of different perspectives on the business. Other times it's the skill set and the comfort that you have with the words that you use in the business. And yet, I think that one of the biggest factors that drives performance in business is your 100% undeniable supreme confidence in what you do. And let me explain to you what I mean by that. I can remember being a real estate agent, and I can remember being out selling homes. And I can remember understanding and knowing, regardless of how much time I spent in the business, regardless of how new I was, regardless of anything, I closed 28 deals in that very first year, being a rookie at 19 years old. And how did I do that? I'll tell you exactly how I did it. Number one, I was clear with what I wanted, and I was clear with the fact that in order for my family to get out of the ghetto, in order for my family to move ahead in life, in order for my family, my little brothers and my mother to live a better life, there was no one to do this but me. That's it. And I accepted full responsibility for that challenge, and I took it head on, right? Okay, great. Well, that's a great start. And yet you could come to the realization that you're the only one that can make it happen. And you can be lacking in the confidence that you really need to make it happen. And so guys, at some point in time, you're going to have to believe in yourself. And I'm not talking on a superficial level. I'm talking in a deep enough level where you realize for yourself that there is no better option. Listen to me very carefully. Forget about in your neighborhood. Forget about in your state. Forget about in your country. There is no better option in planet Earth than you at what you do. Now, for some of us, that might seem a little, Danny, that's a little egotistical, or that's a little presumptuous of you, or whatever the case may be. I'm here to let you know that when you look at the greats, I was just watching Tom Brady this weekend, and there was about 2 minutes and 20 seconds left. And the Patriots were down. And they got the ball, I think, like on the 24-yard line or whatever the case may be, right? And it's kind of interesting because I happened to be at a winery and everybody was around me. And you could kind of feel, I'm telling you, you could kind of feel the energy in the stadium. And you can kind of feel, because everybody was standing, and you can kind of feel the energy of everybody that was watching the game. Everybody pretty much knew that the Patriots were going to win the game. Was anybody watching the game? Did anybody know what I'm talking about here? Everybody pretty much knew that the Patriots were going to win the game. And why did they know that? Because they had supreme confidence in Tom Brady. And how did that happen? Because Tom Brady has supreme confidence in himself. And what happened? They won the game. They won the game when they were losing the game, and they won the game like they've done so many times in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes left. It's almost as if they're guaranteed to win because of the level of confidence that those players have. I can remember being a real estate agent. I remember knocking on a door. I remember finding an expired listing. And I remember the one gift that I always had was that level of confidence in myself, where others were maybe a little timid, a little shy, a little bashful, whatever the case may be. I thought to myself, I don't have time to be shy. I don't have time to be timid, because if I am, guess what that means? That means, and listen to me very carefully, everybody, that means that that seller, because of my shyness and timidness, that seller could potentially end up signing a contract with someone that is not as good as I am. with someone that's not as confident as I am, with someone that's not as trustworthy as I am, with someone that's not as honest as I am, with someone that was not as hardworking as I am, with someone that didn't have the level of conviction that I have. And you literally start to build up the story and belief in yourself. And look, I get it that for some of us, it's a little bit harder than others. But I am telling you, if you are on this journey to be relentless, if you're on this journey to become your very best, you won't ever be able to do it without supreme confidence in yourself. I'll never forget, I once door knocked, or I saw an expired listing. I used to work in, some of you are across the country, you won't know the city, so it doesn't matter. But I remember being in my office and seeing that a listing had expired. For those of you not in the real estate industry, that just means that the contract is over with the agent. And I saw the listing and it came up, and I saw that it happened to be in a neighborhood that I do very, very well at. So I went ahead and I got in my car. I called them, kind of had a little bit of a good conversation with the owner. I could tell he was a little bit of an older individual. And I went out and I drove out and I knocked on his door. When I knocked on his door, I would always do that. That was always a technique for me. I wouldn't just call people. I would call people, just kind of sense that there was an opening. And then I would just go straight to the door and I would go meet with them. Because I knew that if they met with me, one of my affirmations used to say, what I used to say to myself, people are infected with enthusiasm every time they're surrounded by me. That's a lot better than, shit, this is going to be a tough week. It's a lot better, people. A lot better. Remember what I told you guys last week. The brain doesn't know the difference between what's real and what you focus on. So you might as well choose to focus on positive things. That was an affirmation that I used to say to myself over and over and over again. People are infected with enthusiasm every time they come next to me. And I used to use the word infected because I wanted to be like a virus that once you get around me, damn it, you can't help yourself. You're just going to be enthusiastic, right? And so anyhow, I went and I knocked on his door and I met with him, and I could tell he was an older man. I did my thing. I closed for an appointment. I came back that night for an appointment. And I'll never forget, he called me before the appointment came out. Before the appointment came, and he told me, now listen, son, listen, I want you to know something. I'm not going to be signing anything tonight. Okay, I just want to make sure that we're clear on that. I'm not going to be signing anything. I just want to talk to you. And I go, yeah, no problem. Sure enough, I go to the appointment, and I'll never forget, he was like the cutest old man, right? He was the cutest old man. He must have been early 80s. And his motivation for moving, he was moving up north to Oregon because all of his daughters had moved out that way. And he wanted to go live with them, right? Because he knew he was getting older. So he wanted to spend his last couple of years with his daughters, right? And so you see, I don't know about you guys, but I deeply care about people. I'm deeply motivated by helping people. And so in my brain, I put two and two together. And here's the story that I created. Guys, you got to get really good at creating the right stories. Some of us are really, really good at creating negative stories, and therefore we get negative outcomes. You gotta get really good at creating the right story. So here was my story. Number one, this is an older individual. Number two, he doesn't have that much time left. Number three, he wants to move up to Oregon to be with his family, for crying out loud. Number four, he just wasted 6 months of his life, this poor guy, with an agent who obviously didn't know how to lead him correctly, and the listing expired. Number five, he doesn't have another week to waste. Number six, there's nobody around here that can help this guy like I can. Nobody's going to work as hard. Nobody's going to be as honest. Nobody's going to be a leader the way I can lead. Nobody's going to get the job done. Nobody's going to do it with integrity. And then to me, it meant something that he was older. Number seven, nobody's going to take care of this older individual's needs like I can. No one's going to care for him like I can. And so I took that story. Everybody following me so far, by the way, you guys are live. Just shoot me a little thumbs up if you're following the story, right? That's the story I created in my head. And I always create a story that could help motivate me to do the things that I may not want to do. This particular story was important because I genuinely cared about this human being. It wasn't about my damn check. It wasn't about my damn bills. It wasn't about my damn struggles. It wasn't about any of that garbage that typically fuel us. I hope you're listening. I made it about him. And the last thing I told myself is this: if I don't get this listing tonight, if I don't get this contract tonight, chances are the next guy that comes through this door is gonna be some shyster that's gonna take advantage of this poor old man, and it's gonna waste another 6 months of his life. And after two times of wasting 6 months, guess what he's gonna do? He's gonna go create a negative story about his ability to sell his home. And he literally, people, this is how I talk to myself. He literally will lose out his opportunity to live with his daughters if I don't close hard enough. Dude, that's a freaking powerful story. It's a lot better than, I wonder if he's gonna like me. It's a lot better than, I don't know what to say. It's a lot better than all the BS that goes through our heads normally. You gotta learn how to create a good story. Anyhow, I'm sitting there, right? And I don't have a pen in front of me right now. I'll use my kid's little heart thingamajiggy, right? I'm sitting there, and I'm sitting across the table from this guy. Remember, yeah, Gus, right? Remember, he had said, I'm not gonna sign anything. Sure enough, I go ahead and I reach in my pocket and I give him the pen, right? And I hand him the pen. And it was so cute, right? I said cute because he's older, right? He grabs the pen, he looks at it, and he puts it down. And then I grab it from the table, I put it back, I ask a couple more questions, right? Because I gotta push here, right? Because again, if I don't push, somebody else is gonna come push and they're not the right guy. I'm the right guy. I put the pen back in his hands. He puts it down on the table, right? I literally grab the pen. I ask a couple more questions. I say, go ahead and sign. Let's get this thing started. I'll go ahead and I'll bring my sign out and the whole thing. I'll bring the pictures, the photo crew, everything. He goes ahead and he grabs the pen. And we did this. I'm not even kidding. I'll never forget this. We did this like 10 times where he would get the pen. He'd put the pen down. I'd grab it back up. I'd ask him a question. I'd hand it to him. He'd put the pen down. It was going back and forth, back and forth. Next thing, I don't know. I think the guy just gave up. He said, okay, fine, I'll sign. He signed the contract. His daughter from Oregon happens to call, right, because they were worried about him. And he's over there, like, in the corner. Yeah, Michelle, the war of the pen. He's over there in the corner, and I could hear him, like, I gotta love it. I could hear him, and he goes, honey? I'm back there, right? I don't know what happened, but I signed the contract, right? And I could literally hear him say that, right? And then, I'm gonna walk around a little bit. And then, so anyways, that happens. And next thing you know, sure enough, I went ahead and I did my job. At the time, my mom was my right hand. So my mom and I just had full conviction in really helping people achieve all of their goals through our business. And we got the whole house sold in 2 days. 2 days where it wasn't able to be sold before. And we sold it for top dollar for the market. And we literally got him moved within 35 days. And it was kind of cute because we just created this great relationship with this guy. Come to find out, his daughter lived here in the next city over. She was the last one that needed to move to Fontana, to Oregon. We listed her home as well. We sold her home. And we felt really, really good about the service that we provided. Did we get paid? Yeah, absolutely you get paid. You always get paid. Guys, money's never the problem. I'm going to say that again. Money's never the problem. Money is simply the reward that you receive for the value that you're bringing to planet Earth. The more value you bring, the more money you receive. And some of you have plenty of value to give and plenty of value to offer. And the thing that holds you back from giving that value and the thing that holds you back from offering that value is the negative story you have going on in your head. And I'm trying to teach you this morning to replace it with a positive story. Replace it with an empowering story. Replace it with a story. Replace it with a conviction, a deep conviction about what you do and about who you can be for people that need help. Long story short, guys, we closed his escrow. We closed his daughter's escrow. And many of the agents in our company know the end of the story because I always use it to remind them of what's possible. But about a year and a half later, we got a nice card in the mail. And it was from his daughters. And his daughters were thanking us because their father, the old man, had passed away. And it changed my life forever. It changed my life forever because, like, the story I created came true. Because Literally, this older man got an opportunity to live the last year and a half of his life where he wanted, with his family, with his daughters in Oregon. And I'm going to tell you right now, it happened because I had conviction. I had belief. I knew I was the best person for the job. And I didn't stop giving him that pen. And I would have stopped giving him that pen if it wasn't for my supreme confidence in myself, and if it wasn't for the powerful story that I had created. People, change the story, change the outcome. Change the focus, change the outcome. Some of you are wonderful human beings. Some of you are hardworking people. Some of you wake up every single day. Some of you, you do all the right things. And it's not happening at the level that you want it to happen at, simply because you have a negative story that's contradicting who you really are meant to be. And I'm proud to say that that conviction carried on into the building of our organization, our company. That's why you can see we were able to go from literally zero to 4,000 homes a year sold in 6 years, where many around us just having to experience that level of success. It's because I believe without a shadow of a doubt that if you're in real estate and you're within 20 minutes of any of our offices, there's just no better place. And you're able to see it now in the launch of Empire University. You're able to see so many people all across the country that are joining our programs. We just reached over 50 people in the first month we just opened. Over 50 people that are now a part of our coaching program. And it's going to grow and grow and grow. And it's all because of the level of conviction that I have trained myself to have in myself, that I believe without a shadow of a doubt, listen to me very carefully, that there simply is no better option in humanity on planet Earth. Whenever I decide to get involved, I am the best at what I do in that thing. Period. End of story. I don't give a damn who it is. I don't give a damn who came before me. You get that level of conviction. You give that level of sincerity. You get that level of belief in what it is that you do. The ego calls it, the ego will call it being egotistical. The ego has a way to try to keep you in the box. Right? You get that level of belief and that level of conviction. I'll tell you right now, what used to seem impossible will become possible. What used to seem difficult will become easy. And the level of business that you used to think was only meant for other people, all of a sudden, you'll be able to achieve it as well. Thanks so much for your time, guys. It's been an honor. This was a good one, so I'm going to save it and I'm going to share it on my Facebook page. If you guys would do me the honor, share it with your family and your friends that are in business that are having a difficult time succeeding. Because I'll tell you right now, I see some names that are popping up here that I know very carefully. I know personally, and I'm telling you, some of you guys, if you could just change your story, man, if you could watch this video over and over, it'll help you immensely, immensely. Our event Vision, it's locked in. The dates are locked in. We're going to be providing all of you guys with the codes, and we'll start allowing you guys to get your tickets. Everybody that's in Breakthrough, you're going for free. Everybody that's in Leverage, you're going for free. But Vision is locked in January 18th and 19th at the Lowe's Coronado Hotel in San Diego. Trust me, you're going to want to spend 2 days with me, because your life will change forever.